Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're already into the second hour. Mad cow disease confirmed to be in the United States. Yesterday, it was seven countries pulling out of buying U.S. beef products. Now it looks like there's 12 countries announcing it. We've got the terror alert. Rumsfeld saying it's the most dangerous it's ever been since 9/11. He said, you better bet your life on it. Really cryptic statements. We've got Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, coming on to talk about Tommy Franks and General Eberhardt saying martial law is the next step. We've got Colonel Craig Roberts coming on because he's had friends and family that have died from mad cow disease that we'll be discussing that with him and a bunch of other issues. And on Monday, I think it was in the third hour, a couple listeners called in and said, one of the stations you're on, a great station, 1360, the American Freedom Network flagship there in Colorado. We've got some other great affiliates there, too, the Colorado Radio Network. There's this guy on the air who thinks that, you know, torture might be okay in some cases. I said, wow, you know, I'd like to debate that with a person. And supposedly they've been trying to contact me. I haven't. I don't know if they're contacting the network or because that's not where I'm at. I'm not in Minnesota. But I'm going to find out. We're going to try to get Rabbi Spivak on in the third hour to hear his point of view, because this is the first I've heard of it today from another listener who said the rabbi wants to debate me, and then he heard I'm dodging it. Well, wait till you get 2,000 emails a day and 100 phone calls a day and 100 faxes. I'm just swimming and stuff, so I'm glad you contacted me. I'll have anybody on the show that disagrees with me. I think that's makes for great radio. Makes for wonderful radio, and I think it's part of the First Amendment that we have these discussions. I know we got loaded phones. We'll get to your calls early with a man I really respect, and that is Jack McClam. Do we have Jack? Okay, we'll get Jack on at 5 after then. Again, we've got so many phone calls here. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Torture is good, my friend. Let me explain. Statements they want, they threaten your family with it, they can put bags over you, stomp your toes, send you to prison, make you a terrorist, they can make you say anything you want. Torture is good. What's wrong with you? We need it. They've been torturing for years.
Well, you act like you've had some experience with this.
17 years, 4 months, and 12 days, my friend. Threaten my family, say, if you don't sign this one, or sign this, we already signed that one, we'll put your wife in jail. I mean, it's wonderful. They could have made me a terrorist
Mike Hansen, who does camera work for me, it was caught on video in the jail. Mike refused to be searched at a checkpoint going on out in the parking lot. And Mike was tortured severely. He finally sued him, got the videotape. And right when it gets to them putting their hands around his neck as he begs, the videotape cuts out.
Well, maybe that.
See, that's the problem with torture. It goes downhill. Well, I mean, of course you would. Of course, if we had Adolf Hitler, we'd want to torture him. But you become Adolf Hitler when you torture Adolf Hitler.
You can make a person say anything they want. There's only one side of torture, their side. You understand? I can make you a terrorist, me or to anybody a terrorist.
Well, I didn't mean to get off into a huge torture discussion, but it is important. And I agree with you. I mean, I'm against it. I'm against our troops who were tortured in Vietnam. I'm against Hitler who tortured people. Yeah. I stand against torture.
Well, we tortured them Iraqis. We put bulldozing their houses down with no trial. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything that George Bush is sick? Have you heard any rumors that maybe he's sick?
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, anyway, I want to wish you Merry Christmas, and I want to ask the people, please get your tapes. My VCRs are down right now. I haven't ran too many off. Please get these tapes. Let's get this thing on the road.
All right, God bless you. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, talk radio, one of the things that fuels it is controversy. People love it. But I always stay away from it. I think the news is hardcore enough and serious enough that that's what's going to save this country, and that's what the listeners really want to hear. That's why my show is, quote, the number one patriot, you know, conservative alternative show in the country. But 2 days ago, and I don't want to get off into a big side issue on this, folks. 2 days ago, a couple callers called in bashing a host on one of my affiliates. And I said on air, I'm not going to do that. You know, there's this argument from some conservatives that, well, if 100 of our troops are going to die from a bomb, but we can torture one of these Iraqis, should we do it? And I said, I disagree with that. I'd like to debate the person, you know, who's saying that. But I said it very nicely. And then, you know, a guy called in and said, oh, in the first hour, you're a coward. You won't debate. This guy's been trying to get in touch with you. And I've got two employees who work in my office and answer the phones and do the shipping. One of them is off this week, you know, vacation. And I did find out that yesterday a bunch of messages have been left. And then the lady that works for me writes those out. And I haven't been over there to the office to pick them up yesterday. I'm kind of lollygagging about a little bit more than I usually do. Well, that's not true. I did a TV show yesterday, three radio interviews, and my own radio show, but I didn't get over there and get the messages. So great. My whole point is that I'm not dodging a debate because it takes me a day to get the message. And that's not what was said. I actually called one of our wonderful affiliates, 1360, and talked to them. They said, no, we were just making it clear because we'd said, yeah, we were setting the debate up that we had contacted you. Well, that's good. Now we have Rabbi Spivak coming on in the next hour. We're going to have Craig Roberts on and Jack McClam on. These are both former military men and police officers, and I think they can explain why torture is wrong. I'm going to let them debate him if they want to do that, but I want to keep it nice and cordial because we're all on the same team here. Now, I know we got loaded phones. We're going to get to your calls. There's a bunch of serious news. Mad Cow, impending terror attacks. Rumsfeld saying, bet your life on it. This is the most serious ever. We got generals in government, out of government, talking about martial law. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now. I am very, very concerned about that. We need to discuss this, but we will spend 30 minutes in the next hour on torture and on this issue with the rabbi and our guests. So we have three guests on. It's going to be really dynamic. This is hot radio today. So I'm sure you're glad you're tuned in. A man I really respect is Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order. He joins me today. And Jack, good to have you on, sir.
Good to be with you, Brother Alex.
Out of the gates, I want to go over Mad Cow. I want to go over the terror alerts. I want to go over the martial law statements. But first off, give us in 2 minutes a summation, Officer McClam, on what you think about torture.
Well, at 1976, 1975, 1976, we began to adopt in our police academies in the nation and in our government in general the end justifies the means political philosophy, Alex. I know because I was academy instructor in the sixth largest police academy in the nation, the regional police academy in Arizona, and we began to train our officers in that anything is okay as long as it justifies us winning in the end. And it's changed America, this political philosophy, that we should do what our enemies do. We're no longer a Christian nation, so it's okay to act like animals, like our fellow humans here on the face of the earth that has this philosophy that torture, lying, cheating, killing is even okay. Doing terrorism against your own people as long as it promotes the goal, whatever that goal is. So, Alex, it's just more of the same. Us doing to these totalitarian nation states people the same thing they do to us lowers us to them and their level. And as Christians, we can't do that. We are not allowed to do the things that the enemies of God and liberty do to one another and to our people just because it will garner the end.
My whole point is that Jesus Christ was tortured with the crown of thorns and the lashes and dragging the cross and being beaten. The other day I was saying, talking about how thousands of helicopter and jet pilots were shot down, captured, tortured. I had family in that war. We have a bunch of congressmen who were tortured. And this caller called in and said, no, we never had a plane shot down. We never had anybody tortured. Just delusional. And then I pointed out, well, they're saying Saddam's bad because he tortured, but now it's okay to torture them. I don't understand that thinking process, Jack.
Well, we are under the end justifies the means political philosophy today. We're out underneath our Christian nation that was based on biblical principles. So we're going to find that that is the attitude of many people who have been trained through the government schools, that the end justifies the means is politically fine today. So,
well, Jack, almost every episode of 24 with Keith or Sutherland or Threat Matrix, almost every episode they torture somebody and it's a good thing. We're seeing a mass mind warping right now.
Yes, that's right, brother. And I saw it firsthand in law enforcement. As the young people were taught that it's okay to lie, it's okay to cheat, it's okay to change your police reports, get in a big room and all get together and make sure your police reports are the same because so-and-so might sue the city or sue the government.
And now we hear about the FBI torturing, running murder for hire, police framing people, the FBI crime lab, the Houston crime lab. I see these articles about frame-ups every day, Jack.
Yes, and many of these people can't even be prosecuted for that. Government agents and prosecutors and judges that do things totally immoral and unlawful can't even be prosecuted for these things.
Well, a listener gave a quote from the late 70s where the Italian president was kidnapped, and the head of the police, federal police, they said, well, let's torture these people. And he said, no. And a caller mentioned this, and I have seen it on the History Channel. A caller mentioned the quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, but Italy can survive losing our president, but we can't survive beginning torture.
Yes. It reminds me, brother, of about 15 years ago, we put together a bunch of documentation on the end justifies the means political philosophy that's being taught in our schools today. And, you know, we came up with this book that on values clarification that stated to the children, it's okay to lie, it's okay to steal, it's okay to have premarital sex, it's okay to cheat or to kill. If these things are part of your value system and you've clarified these values for yourself, the important thing is not that you what values you choose, but that you have chosen them freely without coercion of your parents, a spouse, priests, friends, ministers, or social pressure of any kind. And that's where we're at today, brother. We're no longer a Christian nation. The Christians have withdrawn and are in their prayer closets praying that the rapture gets here before the Antichrist gets them, abandoned the institution.
Well, Jack, I mean, at Waco, they played the sounds of squealing, dying rabbits with Gregorian monk chants. They pumped the CS gas in, which they admit killed a lot of the children. Did they deserve torture?
Well, they were in the way of accomplishing the goal, sadly. That the goal was most important, and humans are second to accomplishing the goal.
Well, all I know is it was wrong for Joseph Mengele to torture people. It was wrong for Fidel Castro to torture. It's wrong to torture a black slave to get answers about where the runaways are at. This is wrong. And I can't understand how my core knows it's wrong. Not just psychologically or intellectually, my core tells me it's horrible, Jack. And a lot of people are going over to the dark side.
Well, America was always supposed to be an example to the world, and at one time we were, Alex, but not today. We've adjusted to their morals and their dogma and to their tactics and techniques, so we're really no different today than the rest of the world. And this is so important because, of course, as the head of the Ford Foundation said in 1954, Rowan Gaither, we're going to be merged together with the rest of the third world nations, so our morals, our standards all have to be brought down, Alex, to the same as the heathen out there, and it's been accomplished very well. So torture will be a normal process under this new political correct system that we're going under.
Oh, man. And again, I saw law enforcement publications years ago that would go, if somebody's got anthrax and is going to release it and we can torture them for the answer, shouldn't we do it? Well, the point is, you look at who's behind the anthrax, it's the U.S. government. Who's behind the terror, it's the globalist. But the point here is that you can't believe the confession that comes out of torture. You can't trust a government that will torture.
That's true. If they tortured me, I'd tell them anything but the truth, you know. And I think you'd be the same way, Alex. And, of course, I had a good military friend tell me that the other day. They've been in the military for years, that you can't trust. You know, when you torture somebody and get an answer, you don't know that answer is correct.
Well,
just like you said.
It's amazing. Jack, you know what? Let's pick this back up in the next hour, because we got Mad Cow. We got Bush announcing he wants totally open borders to legalize everybody. We've got these generals talking about martial law. Was it bone-chilling to you, like it was for me, to hear Eberhardt admit we're under extraordinary control level, that we are going under military control, to hear Tommy Frank say that?
It was shocking. You know, Alex, that you and I for years have known this is coming, but the closer it gets, as much as we deal with reality every day, it was still shocking to my system when I heard it from their own mouths.
Well, we'll discuss that, and yes, I know we have loaded phones. We'll get to your calls, I promise, early in this interview. And we got Colonel Roberts joining us as well, and I know that that Jack's going to enjoy being on with him.
Yeah.
Both great Americans, and we're going to have a debate, I guess, 8 minutes into the next hour for about 30 minutes with someone, people called in saying that, you know, he was having a discussion of torture. I said, I might want to talk to him, so I guess we're going to talk to him. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
We're talking to Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order. And Jack, I have the article right here, Immigration Reform on the Bush Agenda. And they call it reform, like campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment before elections. That's reform. Well, see, the word reform has been altered. Reform just means to change the form, but we think of it as a good word. And it says here in the Washington Post, total legalization of anyone that can get here. You get here, You are made legal. Jack McClam, how can they say they're going to micromanage our lives as citizens, but they're going to carte blanche, leave the borders wide open, and let anybody in here?
Well, it is the number one means of proving that the whole Homeland Security program is a farce, Alex. You know, as a law enforcement person from a state who is literally suffering an invasion for the last 20 years into Arizona, I'm disabled today in the line of duty as a law enforcement person in Phoenix by an illegal alien dope smuggler out of Mexico. And I've lost seven of my brothers and sisters in uniform in that city, and much of it was due to illegal aliens accessing our nation in those border states.
I knew 2 days ago that Jack Foote and others from Ranch Rescue were fired on the U.S. side by Mexican troops, bullets landing right beside them in the dirt. And now it's in Newsmax today. We have federal officers being killed, you name it, but there's almost no media attention on this.
Well, Homeland Security is a farce. What it is domestic tyranny is what it is. It's domestic tyranny. It's to put you and me, brother, and our children and grandchildren under a totalitarian system. It has nothing to do with security of our nation and our people.
Absolutely. We've got callers been holding forever, Jack McClam. Let's go to some of them, and I'm all mixed up here of who I should go to next. Michael in Washington State. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. Happy holidays to you, yours, and the listeners.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to... Well, actually, I'm about 10 miles from where they ground up that that one mad cow incident in the United States. Wink,
yes.
Wink. But one thing I wanted to point out to the listeners, somebody put me on a list for... GeorgeWBush.com. I got email from him. I got kind of upset about it that I kept getting email, but I'm a firm believer that every adversity carries with it a seed of equal greater benefit. I looked at the website, and it shows all the places where the rallies are going on so that we can go and protest. Also, there's a great tool on there. It says Get Active. I clicked on that. You pump in your zip code, and it will give you every mom and pop radio station, TV, and magazine in your local area. Then I started adding all of the real news that I would get from your website and email all these radio stations
yes.
and TV stations. It works wonderful.
Absolutely, Jack.
I would love to...
comments on what on the force multiplication of info and on the mad cow.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, this is amazing. Every single day here, praise the Lord, we're hearing from more great patriot Americans like the gentleman just calling in now that they're people are finally doing something. We ask them to do something every day before you lay your head down at night. Do something to inform someone somewhere about what is going on. Give them an Alex Jones videotape. Give them a number how they can dial in on the radios, talk shows, and listen in or whatever. But don't lay down any night without doing something every day. And this brother is a perfect example of a great American in this country today. So I'm just so honored to have him call in, Alex.
Absolutely.
Mad Cow. Mad Cow is
people...
the same.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Mad Cow is the same program that's been going on now for 30 years to level the United States economically with the rest of the third world nations, which we're coming down to third world nation ourselves. It's to just to destroy our industry, manufacturing. The beef industry is very important to this nation. We don't have much industry left.
One of our only industries left. My family in East Texas survives off this.
Yes. Well, it's coming down, brother, because that's the name of the game. That's the program to bring all of us down and bring all of our industry and manufacturing out to India and to Red China and other places and leave us, like they said in 1954, this World Federalist Organization in Britain stated that America, this is 1954, would be a service nation. It would service the products of other nations, but it would have no industry and manufacturing.
And that's exactly what they, 1776 was over that. They wouldn't let us manufacture here. We were only for raw material.
That's right. So we're going to have the $5 and $6 a day, an hour jobs here for a while. Then it'll go down to $5 and $6 a day like other third world nations. So, and the sad part is, Alex, that, yes, brothers and sisters are waking up like your caller here and doing something every day that's very important, as God says, to occupy until his return. But the vast majority of people are still asleep, believing that the man that
Tell you what, we got a break. We got a break. We'll come back with more calls, more news, and Craig Roberts with Jack McClam.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Late summer 2003. Mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way, and it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Harassing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085. and 6890. And before we go back to Jack McClam, we now have Colonel Craig Roberts. We're going to have both these guys on with us for the rest of the show. We're so honored to have them. And we're going to have a Reverend Spivak on who wants to debate about torture on the air. So we'll have him on and let our guests talk to him and get their views on it. And we got loaded phones. We'll go to your calls before this hour ends here in the next few minutes. Before I go back to our guest in this jam-packed Christmas Eve broadcast, I might as well get the plug out here. Didn't do it in the first hour. I've made 10 films. Matrix of Evil is now out. Congressman Ron Paul talks about the New World Order and how globalists run Washington and the coming depression. He talks about the neocons and the New World Order. Colonel Craig Roberts talks about the New World Order and gun control. Cynthia McKinney talks about government prior knowledge of 9/11, UN-run white slavery rings. And we have Frank Morales, who's a police state expert, myself. New film, folks, 2 hours plus, $25.95. Get three or more of any of my 10 videos. They drop down to $20. One of my other latest films is Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Lots of government-sponsored terror that's documented worldwide. What PNAC stated, who the neocons are. We get into what the New World Order is for the first 25 minutes of the 2-hour, 40-minute film. Very important. We get into the militarization of police, the end of posse comitatus, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, local state laws that are being passed, arresting you if you sue public officials under terrorism charges. It's an incredible film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Of course, there's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, that's amazing. Big discounts when you get multiple items. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos. Get the books. Make copies of my films. Get them out to opinion makers and public officials in your area. Have an effect. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. Here's the toll-free number to order the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, this show got unexpectedly jam-packed today with Colonel Roberts and Jack McClam, Colonel Craig Roberts and Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, and, of course, author and lecturer and Vietnam sniper Craig Roberts. I wanted to go over martial law, the militarization of police, the statements by Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, about martial law, Tommy Franks, the open borders, the heightened terror alert. And we're going to do that, and in the next hour we're going to get into torture, because that's very important. Colonel Roberts, it's good to have you on, and to have you on with somebody I know you admire, Jack McClam. Good to have you on the show, sir.
Oh, it's always glad to be back. Hello, Brother Jack. How you doing?
Hey, Brother Craig. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too. We got to get together for breakfast again soon.
Amen.
I want to go to calls and get into the terror alerts and the Mad Cow and the rest of it. You've had some personal experience with that, Colonel Roberts. But right now, in just a minute or two, your synopsis of torture and what it means.
Okay. I've got a different perspective, and it's my opinion on it, because I've been there, and we've been in situations in the military where we're going to have to differentiate what is torture and what isn't, because there's a lot of people that put torture in one big basket and said, you can't do any of this stuff. And it's just like the environment, you can't just blanketly say this is how we're going to define everything, because it's a little more complicated than that. There's a totally different way in prisoner treatment in war versus what we would do here in this country. So basically, torture to me, in my definition, is something that does physical harm to somebody. It is a physical abuse. It does physical damage. Those things should never be done. That's the Stalin, Hitler, male.
Yeah, but telling somebody we're going to charge you with a death penalty sentence if you don't answer questions, that would not be torture. Cooperate with us, we'll go easy. That's negotiation. Torture is what Joseph Mengele would do,
right?
And that's been proposed in Iraq. I'm against that.
Right. Physical abuse of prisoners always comes back to haunt you in the end. Sleep deprivation, denial of privileges, solitary confinement, stuff that we normally would do in a prison system for people that misbehave, would be totally acceptable if it's going to save American lives in a war situation. These people don't have the rights that we have under our Constitution, so our military has a little bit more flexibility. However, when it gets to the point where you physically injure someone, expect their people to do the same to our prisoners when they capture us, and we don't want that to happen.
Well, I mean, in Vietnam, they would torture our pilots.
Absolutely. And we did some bad things in Vietnam, too. We had the Phoenix program where we would stand there and watch Vietnamese troops torture Viet Cong prisoners with ways that are totally unacceptable and against the rules of land warfare. They PRUs, provisional reconnaissance units, that would go out into the villages and sack people up and torture them with physical abuse, or allow the Vietnamese who were working for them to do it.
And a lot of times it turned out with the South Vietnamese going after their business rivals, it had nothing to do with fighting an enemy.
Yeah, once you get into that area, all of a sudden it becomes uncontrollable, and you get into things that happen in Kosovo and Bosnia and so on, where innocent civilians get caught up in this whole thing, and then it's like wildfire.
Once
you start to
whole point is wildfire. It's a Pandora's box because you can't trust a government that'll torture. You can't question. You can't trust answers that you get from torture. I mean, we can't say Saddam's evil. He tortures people. Let's torture him.
Anybody that is a student of history can go back and look at the Inquisition. Everybody in the Inquisition could be found guilty after a certain amount of torture. Same thing with witches at Salem. If you want to dunk somebody long enough, they're going to admit that they're a witch just to get you to quit. They'll say anything under torture, so that's valueless information. What you really need is a way to convince people to cooperate without having to do things that later on may be used against your own troops if it leaks out that you did this stuff.
And then what do you say once you've been torturing? How do you criticize the other side?
Well, you can't. That's the problem is, you know, there's only one thing in history that's always held true. The winner never gets condemned. It's always the loser.
Jack McClam comments to what Colonel Roberts just said.
I think there's no question he's right on target because I know that, Alex, you were not speaking of either of things like sleep deprivation and so forth as torture. But we're talking about physically injuring people, threatening and throwing people out of helicopters, you know, because they don't talk, and then the other people watching this will talk like crazy. I mean, you know, this is not what we do in America under our system, and once again, it will definitely come back to haunt you because we have no right of recourse then against any nation doing anything to our captured POW.
Well, my point is, when we got an FBI that's been caught running murder for hire, FBI crime lab running frauds, Houston crime labs, all these other crime labs, Tulia, Texas, hundreds of examples, modern examples of frame-ups, police torturing people here. I mean, you cannot trust an establishment because you're going to get evil people in power that are going to use that torture.
That's right.
You have to control your own internal law enforcement mechanisms. They can't be controlled for you. Once a government has the ability to order its law enforcement agencies or intelligence agencies to do things without any exterior control by the population, then you've lost control. It's become a dictatorship, and you're going to end up at the wrong end of the stick on the deal. That was one of the things that was great about this country when it started out, is the people ran the government. Now it's the other way around. The government can do anything it wants, but if the people do anything, if you do anything out here, they can bring the might of the government down on you and all the laws they've passed while they and them,
well,
themselves
yeah,
ignore them.
It's selective enforcement. Gentlemen, now you're both students of history, but I've read a lot of history about the Revolutionary War. We were known for treating the British soldiers well. They would torture and kill us, and that ended up backfiring on the British. Am I not correct?
That's absolutely right.
Yes, you know, and it's a matter of special operations training, that what you do is you go out and you do something that makes the enemy retaliate against the civilian population, and when the enemy retaliates against the civilian population, it puts the civilian population automatically on your side because they turn against your enemy. And you know, we did this in World War II with the French underground. They would go out and do stuff that would make the Germans turn around and take a whole village and take the men out and execute them, and that would take the whole province and turn it against the Germans in a proactive manner instead of just standing around saying I hate Germans. It's just like in this country. If you can create a terrorist event and blame somebody for it, then all of a sudden the news media uses this to take the population and turn us against whoever it is they blamed.
So at the very beginning of America, the United States, we were against torture.
Absolutely.
But the British did it, and it backfired on them.
Well, where we learned it was the French-Indian War. When the French and the Indians were torturing American prisoners, it backfired on them. So when the Revolutionary War came around, most of our troops were pretty careful about not doing that. However, we did break a lot of the British rules. We shot their officers off horses. That was very ungentlemanly. We engaged them from the bushes. No one ever did that.
But that's just guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, and so there, you know, rules come and go. But what you have to go by is not the rules made by men, but the rules made by God and the morals of what we should be living by. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Well, we can't criticize Joseph Mengele if we start torturing people.
Right. Jack, you agree on the rules of God, right?
Absolutely. We have always meant to be a beacon to the rest of the world of the way people should act towards one another. That's biblical. And if we lower ourselves to the animalistic level of our enemies that are heathen many times, then we are no longer a beacon to the world like God expected us to. And another thing is we should remember is that When we do these things, we torture people, and the locals find out about this, we can lose very easily. It's like right now in Iraq. We are angry because we are doing things in a nation that we shouldn't be over there doing to begin with, for oil and for land. And we're trying to win the population over to our side.
By bulldozing now, their farms?
Yes, now we're going in, and we watch on the news even. They show us breaking in the doors and a mother holding her child there in local communities and ransacking the house and scaring the kids to death, hauling the men outside and putting them under arrest, and then go take them away and find out, hey, they weren't part of anything anyway. And now you have the population turning against you when you use those type of tactics of torture and inhumane activity.
Our Pentagon has to know that. They're going to let us take the fall and send the UN in as the savior. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, you know, that's ridiculous. No one agrees with that. But the Pentagon at the very top levels, historically, since before the Clinton administration, to get your stars and get that high, you had to do time with the CFR, you had to do time with some globalist outfitter, get your blue hat for a while, and agree to the globalist mentality that we should become a nation state. Wesley Clark's from that school, Barry McGaffrey's from that school.
But, I mean, that's the point I'm making, is that the Pentagon has to know this is going to backfire.
Well, yeah, they by using that as a tool, they could, you know, there are probably certain groups that would love to be that to happen, so they could say, see, we can't do it by ourselves. The Canadians, you know, they lost a whole parachute regiment in Somalia because of some torture incidents over there where a Somalian kid was killed, and I think they roasted him over a fire or something, and it got back to Canada, and the people raised such a ruckus that the 1st Canadian Parachute Regiment was disbanded, and I guess is to this day.
And so that's going to be the plan. Have us do the bad stuff, then have the UN come into Iraq playing the part of the good cop.
Right.
And the savior. Yeah.
And another point I want to make, you know, in the military, let's jump tracks over and look at it from a different point of view. It's my job, if I capture an enemy soldier and I'm in charge, to interrogate him. That's my mission. It's his mission to resist, and I'm supposed to understand that. He's not obligated to tell me anything. If I can trick him into it, if I can convince him to come over to my side, if I can bribe him into it, this is all perfectly acceptable. If he decides to make that choice and give me the information, hey, great, but as soon as I lay hands on him, I've crossed the line. Because if I'm captured, it's my mission to resist. And to resist, you know, we found out in Vietnam that name, rank, and serial number doesn't cut it anymore in a torture environment. Our pilots were told, give them only name, rank, and serial number. Well, if you do that, what you've done is you've set up a barrier or a line that once they cross it, they give up totally and give them everything. What we do now is we train under our rules of when you get captured is resist as long as you can. When you have to give them information, give them stuff that doesn't matter. And by the time it gets around to where you have to give them critical stuff, like where your unit's located or something like that, it's not going to matter anyway because it's going to be obsolete information. So resist as long as you can. We don't expect you to withstand terrible torture.
Well, also, they found a lot of people under torture will give up people they don't like anyways. You know, they'll just go after their enemies.
Well, they'll do that real quick to try to bargain their way out of it, but it's not going to work. It's because they're going to get, once you start giving information, they're going to want more and more and more.
Gentlemen, we got loaded phone lines here, and we got this little debate coming up, and I hope you guys will have this discussion with this rabbi who I think was saying that torture in some circumstances is okay, but we'll have to hear from him on that. But I did want to get into General Eberhardt saying we're under extraordinary threat level, which is really martial law. Yeah, we're going to have troops in your daily life. Yeah, the Pentagon's watching you in the L.A. Times. He said that. I said it before Congress. The L.A. Times reported. Now, we also have Tommy Franks going, well, I hate to say it, but the next step is military form of government.
Yes, he hates it.
Both of you gentlemen, comments on that.
Go ahead, Jack.
Tommy Franks, I'll tell you, yeah, he really hates it, all right. He's been a globalist since he was born, just about, and he's been fashioned and brought up to be exactly what he is, to help set up this Antichrist world system, and he does it very well. So he doesn't hate to see this coming. This is the goal of the Bush crime family and the Tommy Franks of the world. So,
well, the head of NORTHCOM went further than Franks, said it was good.
Well, you know,
and they believe that. They truly believe it. They're in power. So anybody under them is where they ought to be, under them. So, yes, they think it's good.
There's two areas in this area too. That's militarization of the government and the militarization of our law enforcement agencies. And if you go to my website, riflewarrior.com, and just scroll down just a couple of inches, you'll see a new link where I talk about the militarization of our law enforcement agencies, down to and including your local sheriffs and police departments, and how that's coming about. And then hit that link, and it'll take you to a little article I wrote. And from there, you can go to the Cato Institute 26-page article on this stuff. And I don't agree with everything in the article, and I point out what I don't agree with. But the problem is, over the period of the last 30 years, the federal government has been able to get inside of our police agencies with grant programs and LEAP funds and all sorts of things, to where now they can pretty much pull the strings. And they've convinced our police academies to tell our young officers that what we need is a federal national law enforcement task force.
And that's what all these alerts are about, is getting us used to that, Jack.
Yes, that's right. Yes. What mystifies those police officers and soldiers I'm in communication with is that how well this works. I mean, it's incredible that the American people are not, as any size at all, any amount of size at all, resisting this. They're actually just feel they're blessed by having our government take such good care of us.
Amazing, folks. Federalization of your local police, and everyone's a terrorist. We'll be back with your calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to some of your calls. Then a little bit into the next hour, we're going to have this rabbi on who was on his radio show, one of my affiliates, talking about torture. And I said, oh, I might want to have a discussion with him. And So he's been wanting to do that, so we're going to have him on with our guests. We'll all have a discussion about it, a debate about it. Let's go ahead and go to some calls, Colonel Roberts, and, of course, Jack McClam. Colonel Craig Roberts and Jack McClam. Jack McClam with Police Against the New World Order. He's got a long website, but just type Police and Military Against the New World Order into a search engine. It'll be one of the first links. It's an amazing website. We're going to plug all that contact info in the next hour, so stay with us, folks. Right now, let's go to David in New York. David, you're on the air with our guests. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, David.
Oh, hi. Hi, Craig, and hi, Jack. How's it going?
Hello, David.
Good. Hey. The reason I was calling is because, you know, lately we've heard, you know, some things about, like, Prescott Bush funding Hitler and Rumsfeld funding North Korea. And my question is...
That's all documented fact.
My big question is, how come the globalists would be funding dictators and people if they know they can't, you know, control it? I mean, how do they... We've heard about funding of the communists by...
But they can control them. They build up this phony bipolar world to then set up a police state to counter that imaginary enemy and then have weapon sales taking them over. Jack, Craig, comments?
Oh, absolutely. The you know, when they funded Hitler, they were totally in control of Hitler because they controlled all of the funding for the Third Reich, the Reichsbank. The same thing when during the you know, they funded the entire Russian Revolution in 1918 and then controlled them afterwards all the way up through Joe Stalin. And when these guys get out of control, what they do is they either kill them off or go to war against them. And they make sure they don't get out of control. But see, you have to have an enemy at the gate. You have to have some way to fund both sides of a war. And it matters not who wins or loses because both sides are in the debt of the people who fund them. It's all about money and power.
Is this why you know, when Hitler came to power, there had to be a Stalin, and then when that whole thing ended, you know, it had to be the U.S. against the USSR. And
well, that's it. One day he's our buddy, next day he's not. Jack, comments?
Yes, I remind you of all the statements we have in Operation Vampire Killer 2000 by the money barons of the world, the financial elite in the world, and, you know, it's along the same line as... Amschel, Bauer, Rothschild said, give me control of a nation's money and I care not who makes the laws. The same with funding a nation. If you can cause war and you fund all sides of the war, you control what's going on because, indeed, if you hold the purse strings, they can't go to war, can't win a war.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's like Bin Laden's.
They obey what you tell them to do.
Bin Laden's the former business associate. They fly his family out to safety. Saddam Hussein, mm-hmm. They're arming North Korea with reactors. Thank you, David. Jay in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jay.
If they had any information on the chemtrails. And because I live in Denver, and geez, I got up this morning, these guys are making X's in this. I'm not sure if it's anything bad because it's so blatant. I know there's a couple of airports around here, but my
okay,
God.
Well, let me get comments from Jack and Craig on. We know there's admitted spraying in the past. Some of this is an aerosol. What's your take on what's going on, gentlemen?
Go ahead, Craig. I'd like to hear from a military guy because it's amazing to me. Just the other day again, we had a friend who said, oh, that's just contrails. And Craig, Alex, I just can't believe that anybody has been that non-observant throughout their lifetime to know that a contrail disappears in 30 seconds to a minute. And these things last up there for 2 hours and come in, turn into clouds and come down on top of you.
Okay, we'll get Craig Roberts, who's a pilot himself. We'll get his take on it when we get back. Third hour. You do not want to miss this third hour, folks. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Call him right now. We're going to come back, get his answer on that, talk to Jay and Mary and Tom, and then we're going to get our other guest on with both of our other guests.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. but if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.